Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
We absolutely love Mookie Betts as a player, as a person. You hope that he's a guy that is here for the long term.
And if people have just started to accept that the Red Sox are going to move on from Mookie Betts, then we really have lost our way when it comes to caring about this team.
Yeah. You know, I think where we are as an organization, we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we're not exploring all of our options.
Maybe Howie Kendrick with speed. Mookie, whatever.
So what you do? You trade him.
All right, welcome in, Zolak and Bertrand.
Good morning.
On a dark Wednesday here in Boston.
Well, the real question is, what day was it going to happen, right?
And then it happened last night. And how do you feel about the return for the Boston Red Sox after they parted ways with Mookie Betts? I don't think you should feel good.
How are you supposed to feel? How are you supposed to feel without knowing the true results, right? I mean, we're...
What do you mean the true results?
Well, I mean, we're years from that. I mean, you're still never going to get the return that you desired for that type of player.
No.
You'll never recoup that.
There was no appropriate return for Mookie Betts.
So, I mean,
trading Mookie Betts was always going to be the wrong thing.
So you need to condition yourself.
But it's now time to check the scoreboard for those of you who said trading Mookie Betts was going to result in the Red Sox restocking their farm system and getting a bunch of prospects in return.
That didn't happen.
It was going to just be an incredible windfall of prospects and good things for the Red Sox in return. And you were all wrong. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You were wrong on that front. Scoreboard says otherwise. That's incorrect.
Truck make it down there yet? They make it down there?
I never thought that. I never thought they were going to get all this stuff in return because you never do it for the last year of a player's deal. No.
Yeah, because you're a logical thinker, because you have a brain.
But
there were people.
Show me all the shining examples of that working out for a team. And by the way, the only thing I can think of where it's like you get rid of, like, quote-unquote good players and dump salary, you have to go back as far as Red Sox 2012 when they dumped a bunch of salary and ended up winning it the next year. But more on that later.
People were pointed to the Machado deal and said, oh, look at the Machado deal. Look at all the prospects that they landed for the Orioles trading Machado, and the Red Sox will do even better than that. Yeah, that didn't happen. Yeah, you were way off on that one. And then there is also, of course, the same thing we've been talking about for weeks, that the Red Sox will continue to push the narrative. And some of their friends in the media will continue to push the narrative. Some of their former players, like David Ortiz, will push it, that there was just no way the Red Sox were going to be able to re-sign Mookie Betts. That if they brought back Mookie Betts for the year, that it would just be for a season. Like, that's a terrible thing. But that at the end, he was absolutely going to leave. Well, why was he going to leave? Oh, he doesn't like Boston. No, he doesn't want to stay here. Hasn't he proven that he doesn't want to stay here by not accepting one of the three different low-ball offers the Red Sox have put in front of him, including the latest? If it were $300 million, if that's what the offer was that they put on the table for him last week, it's still less than what he will get next year in free agency.
Yeah.
He could have a bad year this year, go out into free agency, and I say bad. Bad for him. Not a truly bad year. He can't go out and hit 200. But if he were to go out and just have like a middle of the road Mookie Betts year, he's still going to crush it in free agency. If he goes out and he has a great year, he's going to get somewhere in that range of $400 million. That is going to happen for Mookie Betts. It could even happen with the Dodgers. Could happen there. It's, yeah. I would say they're now the leader in the clubhouse in that regard to land him.
You remember after the trade deadline when they you dumped Beckett, you dumped Gonzalez and him, and they went to the Dodgers. They weren't the team that this team is. The sad thing is here, this team's already good. So not only are you going to have to sit here, you're going to have to watch this kid play in the National League, potentially be an MVP candidate out there, win a World Series out there. But them and they and the Yankees, they're stacked. But I mean, I'm in the other room over there with Jim watching this big kid, 6'6", throw some heat, 98, 99. Like, you need to recondition yourself as to, okay, this is what you're getting in return. What's the good part of this? Like, what is it? See, I don't blame Red Sox for this. I don't. You could blame them for Pablo Sandoval. You could blame them for Eovaldi. I mean, and that's a tough spot with this sport is the amount of dead money that you have. You're paying Pedroia. You're still paying $5 million for Sandoval. You know, you're paying all this dead money, and this is what happens in baseball. You know, I don't want them to ink this guy for 12 years at that type of value. It's too long. Or is it worth it for the next 6 years to do that? I think people will argue that. Yeah, that's what you do in baseball. You sign 10-year, you sign 12-year contracts, but you're getting a guy in his prime for the next 6 years, and that'll mean more to it. And look what you got from Price. You end up getting a world championship, and you know, you end up shipping him out. So finally, you found somebody to pay half that salary. That's the best part of this thing is you get, is it really though? Like yesterday, we sat here and said he's your best pitcher. The good part of this deal is they took on him and some of his money, meaning David Price.
That's a good part?
I guess.
The Red Sox ain't half the salary.
I know.
That's a terrible part of this deal.
I mean, but it's still half the salary of 96 left.
Yeah, you're paying half of $96 million for him to pitch elsewhere over the next 3 years.
Year. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And then you sit here with your fingers crossed, hoping Chris Sale has a bounce back year. Like that's where your hopes lie right now.
I don't understand how that could all be perceived as being a good thing.
Because people don't like David Price.
Okay, and so what?
I think people are happy Price is gone. You have to sit here. You don't have to listen to his press conferences.
That part is right.
He holds all
that
the cards.
That part is right. But anytime
emotional detachment for that player.
Anytime you send a player away and you're still paying him, that's bad.
That's baseball.
Not just paying him a little. You're paying him $16 million per year for the next 3 years for him to not pitch for you.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why would you do that? So if you're going to pay $16 a year for a guy to not play for you, wouldn't you just want to pay 32 and have him pitch for you?
I would think, especially when you
He declines, even if he's not exactly the same pitcher he has been.
Best thing you could have done was hang on to him, pay him, and ride out Betts for this year.
Like,
and
listen,
they didn't want to do it.
Yes.
I was completely against David Price ever signing here in Boston. That's obvious. Like, that's I've never been a David Price guy. And I will not miss all the nonsense off the field with David Price and all the stupid things that he is prone to saying. I won't miss that. But I also know that it would be better to pay him 32 and have him pitch than to pay him 16 to not pitch. That doesn't make any sense. The Red Sox are taking a pass on 2020 and maybe more. And they're doing it to put more money back in their pocket. That's what they're doing. They don't want to pay any luxury tax. They want to reset. And so in order to do it, they did a bad deal. That's what they did. And not only did they pay $16 million of the $32 million each year, do you know that that number didn't just come out of nowhere? Do you know what that number might allow the Dodgers to do? Stay under the luxury tax. That's why the Dodgers were asking for it. Hey, get us under the luxury tax.
We all want to be under the luxury tax. Help us get there, too.
With this deal, let us
kick you in the nuts.
You'll be under the luxury tax. We should be, too, while we also pick up Price and Betts. So can you do that for us? And Heim Bloom said, sure. This guy's been on the job for a couple of months now,
This is what they brought him here for.
Yeah. He sucks. He's not good at making deals. I don't think he's prepared for this. They weren't making deals like this in Tampa.
It goes under the radar, though, down there. I mean, too.
And whether or not
has Heim Bloom ever been involved in a deal where he sends off high-priced talent where they're negotiating money that will be paid by the former team? Has he ever been involved in one of those negotiations? Nope, because they didn't have those guys in Tampa. They didn't exist.
And people want to like let him off the hook, like, oh, this isn't him. This is what, you know, he is being forced into doing. Well, if you're adamantly opposed to it, if you take this job, as general manager of the Boston Red Sox, and you come in and you are 100% opposed to something you're being forced into, then you have no other choice other than to say, all right, take your GM job and go screw if I'm not going to be allowed to. So he has to be on board with this in some way, shape, or form. So this is absolutely on him, too. Whether he's been here long enough to really have full control and full power and authority to make these decisions or not, you're signing off on it. You're putting your name to it. Is this what you want?
And maybe this is the plan.
We're not even going to try anymore with Mookie Betts, and you're going to ship off your most I don't know that he's your best, but he's probably your most reliable guy for a top-of-the-rotation pitcher who's most likely going to be there, most likely going to give you quality starts. You could argue Eduardo Rodriguez. You could keep your fingers crossed, like Zoe said, for Chris Sale, but now it's pretty much Price and your best player, one of the best players in the league, and they're gone, and you're still going to pay Price, and you're not going to try beyond that first offer for Mookie Betts. Sign your name to it, hand that in. That's what we're doing.
They got hosed.
I don't even know if they got hosed. It's just they're not going to try. Whether they got hosed or not, you know, no one's going to give you more than that. And even if they do, who's to say it's going to end up working out? You're not trying. This year, we're not going to try.
No,
we're not going to try.
You can't separate Betts and Price in this now. You gave away Price and agreed to pay half the salary. That in and of itself is worth something.
Yeah,
that's worth something of value coming back your way.
Value to that.
So I think people are. This is why I think people are going to say, "Well, you know, you weren't going to get a lot." I agree with that, Hardy. I've been saying that for months. But you can't now discount the fact that they gave away what will be a top-end pitcher for the Dodgers and will likely do great in the National League. And they paid half his salary over the next 3 years.
You know how you could have done that?
What are you doing?
Watch
you
him with
a
Cy Young.
Paid half of his salary for him to pitch half the year and trade him at the trade deadline.
Yeah. Could have done that, too.
Yeah, sure could.
Do you think they could have gotten Verdugo and this guy, this pitcher,
could they gotten
Greater
more?
All back at the trade deadline?
Yep.
Probably could have got more. Probably could have got more because that puts more pressure on people than prior to the start of a season. Teams are more desperate then to make deals happen.
For a team that knows they're in it instead of a team assuming they're going to be in it?
Because you have no clue what you are right now. Think about how you felt. What was that, 16 months ago?
Hardy, that's $48 million in cash they're giving to the Dodgers. $48 million. I look back at the Evan Longoria deal.
It's at least half, they said. It could be more.
Sorry, could be 50. Half. Let's call it an even 50 then. Why not? I look back at the Evan Longoria deal when the Rays traded Longoria to the Giants. They had $9.5 million that they were already locked into that they owed him in deferred money. They kicked in an additional $5 million of the $88 million he was owed. That is not close to what the Red Sox agreed to here. Chaim Bloom is in new territory, and the Red Sox got beat on the deal. The Dodgers fans are thrilled today, as they should be.
There's no team in professional sports. After you figure it out and you win it and you have it all, you know, all there in the palm of your hand, they could hit rock bottom the next year or the year after, other than the Boston Red Sox. Think about that week after when they won it, just 16 months ago? Dave Dombrowski was here. Alex Cora was the new love child. I mean, they got it all figured out now. They got the best player manager in the game, you know, cocky guy, suck it, New York Yankees. David Price held all the cards. And you have Mookie Betts. All four are not here. They're not here. That's 16 months ago. When's that channel market research survey day thing happen? That's mid-July, right? Or August? They should do real well in that one.
617-779-0985. We'll be talking a lot of Mookie Betts today and a lot of Red Sox today after they pull off a major trade last night to send Price and Betts to the Dodgers. And the Red Sox are a worse team today by a lot than what they were yesterday. That's just the truth. We'll talk about it with you. Your reaction to it. I know some people thought it was inevitable that Mookie was leaving. I don't buy it. That's on the table. Also, Jared Carabas, Barstool Sports, makes his triumphant return to Zolak and Bertrand today at 11. He's going to join us at 11 o'clock.
You love something. You set it free. If it comes back to you, it's yours.
He's coming back today. 617-779-0985. We're off and running here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Red Sox should be embarrassed today. Absolutely embarrassed. They will continue to push in the coming months that Mookie would have been gone. That Mookie's word is worthless, that Mookie Betts is a liar. That's what they're effectively saying. They probably don't like it when you put it that way, but that's what they've been pushing. That Mookie Betts is not to be believed. That when he said he liked Boston, enjoyed it here, was not eliminating the Red Sox from being a potential place that he would re-sign. Just because a guy wants to go to free agency doesn't mean he hates your town and hates your team and wants to leave. In fact, he has been incredibly consistent on what he has said about this going back 3 or 4 years. This is a guy who wanted to go to free agency. He wants that. That is his right. It's the way that you make the most possible money in baseball. And so for that, he is being painted as someone who didn't want to be here, was going to leave no matter what, the Red Sox were going to lose him, all of those things. And they're just based on propaganda, is what I believe, from the team. That's what it is. The smear campaign for Mookie Betts is not going to start now. It's already started. It's been in full effect for over a year.
I'm sure Bob Holler's on it.
There is no need for it. They've already done it. They got...
Oh, there'll be more.
They got early. They got onto it very early. Why? What else do they need to say?
Oh, the stuff. Like after Nomar left, stuff, more stuff started to come out. Same thing. You know, Manny. It's just the way it goes over there. Schilling. They kill their guys after it.
They did it before he left. They've already done it.
When have guys left and things have just, yeah, things were so rosy. Boy, we'll miss him. Good luck to you. Great guy here. Didn't want him to leave, but
he was a great guy. Great guy.
This is the one.
Mookie Betts.
This is the
great
loner.
Player. Great guy. I'm not so sure they traded for a great guy in Verdugo.
I saw your tweet.
I'm not so sure that's a great guy. I'm not so sure he's going to be out there feeding the homeless in the streets the way Mookie Betts did.
That's right.
I'm not sure about that. We'll get to more on that in a bit. But the trade itself, 617-779-0985. Let's go to Tom in the truck. Tom. Okay, Tom's not there. We got full lines. As soon as someone drops off, you can grab one. Randy's in Mattapan. Randy.
Yeah, good morning, fellas. How you doing, man? Love the show.
Hey.
I just want to say, man, the Red Sox, the Dodgers did to the Red Sox what Danny Ainge did to the Nets, man. And the Red Sox has been doing bad deals way before the John Henry ownership, man.
Yeah, there is sort of a similarity there. The Red Sox, but the Red Sox are the ones paying all this money in the deal.
You feel like you're the
Dodgers. But
they're
not getting the players, so yeah. It's not exactly an equivalent.
Feels like you're the Dodgers, meaning Danny, and hey, Kevin Gard, let's call Kevin McHale, and we'll take your greatness to help us win a championship. Help me get over the top where I don't have to give you anything. Yeah, flip that. Reversal.
I mean, I would say not giving anything is strong, but I don't think it matches what the Red Sox have given up in the deal. I don't think that they got equal value to what they gave up. Michael in Rhode Island. Hi, Michael.
Hi. First time caller. Thank you for putting me on the show.
Sure.
And I agree with everything you guys have said this morning. Absolutely ridiculous what the Red Sox did. And I'm a Rhode Island medical marijuana user.
Oh.
And I would like to sit down with John Henry and smoke some cherry pie. because this guy is out of his mind. And thank you for giving Los Angeles Dodgers the World Series, because it's ridiculous what they did. Totally absurd.
Well, the Dodgers haven't taken it really by the horns either. I mean, they've been in this thing. It's not like they've...
Yeah, they got hosed by the Astros,
yeah,
who had a cheating scandal,
well,
banging the drum, okay? And so they have to go up against the Astros, and there are clear-cut examples in that World Series that make you say, gee, was that thing on the level when they played the Astros in the World Series? That may not have been on the level. And then they went up against Alex Cora the following year when he was with the Red Sox, and who knows what exactly was going on there. Would have been a lot harder to do it in the playoffs,
maybe,
but
maybe that's the question that's being asked here. That one specific question, right?
Oh. That's right. Oh, the phone's buzzing. Adam's in Lowell. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys. This trade offends me for two reasons. One, besides salary, where does this ownership group spend money? I mean, the park is a dump. They don't even pay taxes on it. It's a historical site. And then where besides the salary? And then on top of that, it's like they've shamelessly made every single penny they could off this team. I wish nothing but the worst for this ownership group. Thanks, guys.
See, right, that's a big thing, too. The fan reaction here is, well, how are you going to get – if you're so pissed off.
Park's not a dump.
And you're so detached.
It's so wrong.
You have
so inaccurate.
It's an event to go there. Okay, they've made that park an actual event besides the game to go to. I'm not going to sit here and kill them for not spending money. They have done everything they could at that park. They put seats where you couldn't put seats.
The sight lines suck. The seats suck, but it's not a dump.
Nope.
I mean, that's just inaccurate. For what it is, for being over 100, you know, over 100 years old, it's a pretty nice place.
It's pretty cool.
So that's not an accurate description of that. And they've spent all kinds of money on the park since they bought the team almost 20 years ago.
Won championships and just handed out contracts.
This is not consistent with who the Red Sox have been. The Red Sox have always spent money, and now they're not.
Let me ask you this.
Now they've hired a guy from the Tampa Bay Rays, and they're saying dump the salaries. In fact, dump salary. We're so eager to dump salary. We'll take what is our most reliable bet in our pitching rotation going into the year. We'll take what we know to be the guy we'd put our money on to have the best season here. We'll take that guy and his $32 million a year. We'll pay half of it for him to go somewhere else. That in an effort to try and get what back? Just to be able to get to Verdugo? And in the process, you're giving up your best player on the team, too?
Let me ask you this, because everybody keeps saying it's Eovaldi and Sale, which have crippled them and put them in this spot that they're in, and the reason that they need to find change here. What if J.D. Martinez didn't opt in? Would they have traded Betts? Or would you ride Betts out at least for this next year and say, well, we can't get rid of
him? No, I think they'd be doing the same thing.
You do. Wow. So you could
probably wouldn't have traded Price.
I don't think it would be Betts that they'd hang on to. You know what it is? I don't think the Red Sox want to pay Betts. I don't think they wanted to pay him, period, after the season. Like, if he had stayed the season, they couldn't come to a deal. I still don't think they'd get themselves fully into the running to bid for him, pay for him, and bring him back. And so I don't think they wanted to get to that point. They didn't want to pay Betts for the next 10 or 12 years. So what they did was get him out before they ever get him to free agency. And so it's like, oh, no, we were not going to be able to sign him. He was going to leave. How do people not see this?
When you say they, you mean John Henry, right?
Yes, of
ownership.
Course.
Because I don't think they would have hired
this
a GM.
This started before Chaim Bloom.
They probably wouldn't have wanted to hire a GM that would have wanted to pay Betts, right?
Because you,
do you agree with that?
We said this yesterday. Don't you think that Dombrowski, being the star bleeper that he is, that he may have wanted to sign Betts?
He likes Miguel Cabrera. He pays for power. Power bats for him are valuable. Yes.
This kid's got power.
Right. If they hired another guy like Dave Dombrowski, another guy would come in and say,
what are you,
we want to pay Betts, right? I mean, isn't that the plan here? We're going to pay this guy. How do you let Mookie Betts walk out the door? This is a guy you got to pay and keep. Yeah. You don't let those types of talents walk out the door.
Yep.
John Henry didn't want to pay Mookie Betts, period. In free agency, after this season, did not want to be on the hook for a player who's on a 10-plus year deal making $35 million a year. He didn't want to pay him just because he just doesn't have the appetite to do that.
People close to
that. So what do you do? I mean, you got to get him out of here before he gets to free agency.
That's what Ortiz said. Ortiz had it all down last week.
That's why the Red Sox didn't wait for a good deal, and that's why everyone had them over a barrel, including the Dodgers, because they knew they desperately wanted to get rid of him.
That's why I don't put this much on Bloom.
That's how the Dodgers won the deal.
What do you mean you put this above chat of Heim Bloom?
Why? I think, yes, I do. I think you can still trade Mookie Betts without trading David Price. You could do that.
Well, you need if he had two objectives taking the job. Listen, the job is yours, but we need to get rid of Betts and we need to get under the tax. Those are your two objectives in taking the job. Take it or leave it. I don't blame him for taking the job. And if this is how he decided he wanted to get out of or get under the tax, then that's how he decided. He's already seen Price. He was in the Rays organization. He knows Price better than anybody, probably. So I assume that they wanted to get rid of Price. That's part of that deal.
Mm-hmm.
I assume Bloom wanted to get rid of. So I put Betts
Thank
on
you.
Ownership.
So Bloom wanted to get rid of Price. That's my point. That's not on ownership.
I think ownership wanted to dump Betts.
If you were Bloom and you needed to dump salary, you would have gone a different direction other than Price that you're saying.
No, I think that Bloom wanted to dump Price, and so he did in this process to try and make the Betts deal look better than what it was going to be, which was going to be awful.
Yeah.
That's why he included Price, to get more back in return.
Mookie's on Henry.
And to try and make the Betts deal look somewhat respectable. And it's not.
Okay,
they
but
lost.
You needed to get rid of some more money outside
Why?
Of Betts.
Why did you have to get rid of more money?
Under my assumption that he took the job knowing he needed to get under that tax.
And so what's their number right now? Paying David Price $16 million a year.
I'd have to check. I don't know. I assume this money got them under, right?
So Mookie wasn't enough to get them under?
I don't think so, because before Mookie signed the $27 million deal, the report was they were going to still be over, right?
Had to be.
We'll have to do the math. We'll crunch the numbers. But if that's the only way to do it was to give away Price and pay 16 of the 32, that's horrible. That is a terrible idea. So if that's on Bloom, he's not good at this. Not good at dealing with the big, high-priced, high-ticket items. Not his thing. And the Red Sox ownership probably getting exactly what they wanted. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Now, if I'm a Red Sox fan, is Boston punting on the season? They don't have a Mookie. They don't have a manager.
Well, yes, they punted on the season, and there's no way around this. You can't look at this and say, good deal for the Red Sox. However, ownership was in a situation where they're carrying payroll. They cut basically $42 million with the deal today with Price and Betts. But they're not going to be competitive in that division with the Yankees being that good and the Rays being that good. So this was a cost-cutting move. They did get back two young players, Gretterall, the pitcher, throws really hard, and Verdugo, the outfielder, is going to be a good player, but you can't give up Mookie Betts and David Price and not get more than that in return.
Tim Kirkchin, ESPN, he thinks it's a bad deal for the Red Sox. They didn't get enough in return.
Well, yes, they punted on the season.
And that they punted on the 2020 baseball season. Email from Neil. Good morning, guys. He has bullet points for us. Number one, the Red Sox are paying David Price $48 million the next 3 years to play for the Dodgers, while the Diamondbacks are paying Madison Bumgarner $48 million the next 3 years to play for their team. Number two, Alex Verdugo was hurt in August and still has back, oblique, and core muscle injuries. He has not participated in baseball-related activities since, and he won't be ready by opening day. Number three, it's Brusdar, right? The first name of Gratterall?
Gratterall.
Let's get used to saying that. Brusdar Gratterall has already had Tommy John surgery and was shut down in May of last season with a right shoulder impingement. Here's what Twins chief baseball officer Derek Falvey told reporters when that happened. He said, anytime you have a shoulder injury in a young pitcher, you certainly have concern. Elbow and shoulder are the two that pop up. I think the fact that he's felt some pain and it's more significant as of late, we definitely have some concern. So the Twins were concerned about his injuries last May. They now found a way to dump him on the Red Sox in a three-way deal. Good work by the Twins. Good work. 617-779-0985. Other emails. Jim in East Providence says, all I want right now is for some reporter to point blank, no beating around the bush, ask John Henry or that clown Werner, why should fans invest in the Red Sox this season and pay for your high ticket and concession prices when you won't invest in your best player? I imagine an uncomfortable pause and probably nothing of an answer, but I just need those jackasses to know that people are pissed. I think people are pissed. Oh, I think the people that still care about the Red Sox are pissed about this and are not happy about this trade. And they shouldn't be.
I just saw this Stephanie Epstein column in Sports Illustrated. In a selfish, senseless move, the Red Sox completed an inevitable trade of their star outfielder. And she says, in a dereliction of his duty as steward of one of the sport's most storied franchises, John Henry signed off on the deal. We couldn't have re-signed Betts, the Red Sox will insist. They needed to get something for him before he hit free agency. Don't believe it for a second. This is Sports Illustrated. This is one of the supporters of baseball. You know, there's a handful of outlets out there and media platforms that are still all in on baseball when it comes to helping the sport and propping up the sport and speaking well of the sport. This is brutal. I mean, they're just a dereliction of duty. Red Sox spit at fans with Mookie Betts trade. That's the headline on SI.com.
Selfish?
See, yes, people, selfish about his own money and his own earnings.
Right, and everything where they say it's like, oh, I've seen a couple of these tweets, Rosenthal, one of them where it's like, hey, easy. You know, the Red Sox did accomplish quite a bit with this. They get a couple of prospects. They get themselves under the salary cap. I don't care about the luxury tax cap. And you and I did this, and the three of us did this for quite a while, 2 days ago, talking about the amount of money that it would cost them to go over that threshold. It is not an unbelievable number. No.
Yeah, well, would not have crippled them.
Not for a billionaire owner. It's not a crippling amount of money. Now, every team of the league has decided not to go over that threshold for whatever reason. I don't even know if you can call it collusion. They're just like, nope, nobody's going to be doing that anymore. So just, you know, everyone on board with this, yep. Okay, that's what we're all going to do. Nobody wants to pay that. But, oh, now they get to reset, too, because they're absolutely going to be under the luxury tax threshold for this year. So it'll reset. You know, they're into their second or third year now where the percentages keep going up, 20%, 30%, 40% of what you pay in tax over and above that luxury tax threshold. But now they get to reset. Now they're back to zero. Tell me why I care. They're raising ticket prices anyway.
Again.
They're raising ticket prices. They announced that yesterday. Ticket prices are going up.
That was announced
October.
While back.
Didn't they announce
right,
in October?
But, yeah, right. Yeah. But tell me why that matters to me. Oh, that's it. That's good. That's good. Now they get to reset at zero. Good for who? Not good for me.
I don't understand why anybody would be accepting of that. That the Red Sox need to reset to zero.
Oh, it's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. Well, the Red Sox did well.
And that's another spin piece that they're going to be
Henry's
more competitive.
Wallet.
They'll be more competitive in the long run because they did this deal.
Why?
No, they won't.
See, I've heard this for the last 3 days, too, because the Yankees did it.
They're a worse team now. They're not as good. They're not going to compete for the World Series anymore.
100%.
They would have won a lot more games with David Price and Mookie Betts on this roster. Whether you like David Price or not, we can all admit they're a better team with him than without him. They just are. The decision to make David Price a Boston Red Sox was made long ago, and some of us did not agree with it. But now that he's here and has been here, you know that you're better off with him on this roster in 2020 than without him. So the Red Sox are now worse off. They're not as good. They're taking a pass on this season, and I wouldn't limit it to this season. People want to say that, oh, this will be the bridge year. It could be bridge years, multiple, that they take a major step back while they raise their ticket prices, and you go there, as you have for many years, and you pay the exorbitant prices that the Red Sox demand of you.
Good concessions.
And I do believe that this marks a change for the Red Sox. It does. It represents some sort of change in direction as a team. I know they've had deals where they've unloaded significant salaries before, like they did when they traded Beckett and they traded Gonzalez, but they didn't turn around and then stop spending. In fact, they got themselves in more trouble. They went after Hanley Ramirez. They went after Pablo Sandoval. They never stopped spending. They tried to move deals that they didn't think had worked out for the team, but they didn't then, you know, pare down the payroll, hire the Tampa Bay Rays, and approach it as if they're a small market team. This is a change in direction. John Henry's been a very good owner for a long time. He has always spent. Now they're not spending. Giving away David Price and picking up half the tab? What? When did the Red Sox ever do that before? Trade possibly the best player they've developed under this ownership? In fact, I don't think that's even a stretch. He is. He's the best player they've developed under this ownership. And they trade him away with a year to go under team control? Because why? Because they didn't want to pay him even when they got to that point. They didn't want to be in the market. Too rich for their blood, Mookie Betts. The same way, if they had Mike Trout, it would be too rich for their blood. Bryce Harper, any young, highly paid player, Harper, Machado, Trout, Mookie Betts. If they had any of those guys, they'd be doing the same move today because they just didn't want to pay him. It's about them. It's not about Betts. Jared Karabas joins us at the top of the hour here on Zolak and Bertrand.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
When you say who's starting, I say who's better. Who's better? Who's better than Betts? When you say who's leading off, I say who's better. Who's better? Who's better than You better bet your life. I'm singing anyway. You better bet your life, or Farrell will cut you. Just like Stephen Wright. Oh, wait, no, he's pretty good. Just like Pedro Siriaco or Alfredo Aceves.
The Boston Red Sox will pay Jackie Bradley Jr., but they won't pay Mookie Betts. And they can't have David Price on the roster. Their ticket prices have gone up. They get caught in a cheating scandal. They then have to fire their manager. They still haven't replaced the manager. Spring training's going to open up in a week, and they're going to be a worse team. Meanwhile, the owner of the team has spent all offseason saying that it's a media creation and a media narrative that the Red Sox wanted to cut their payroll.
That's the killer for him.
Idiot. And he thinks that the people of Boston, not just the media people, he's speaking to the fans when he makes those accusations about the fake news that Shaughnessy or anyone else was making up when they accurately quoted the owner for what he had said himself in saying that they wanted to reset and get under the tax. He thinks you're all stupid enough to believe him, which I find just remarkable. That he believes that. He thinks he can say that with a straight face and have Red Sox fans, the people that are left, the people that still care about the team. He thinks you're going to believe him and turn around and say, yeah, Shaughnessy made it up. It's so laughable. It really is. From a PR standpoint, the Red Sox in this ownership, despite all of their success and their commitment to spending, which I do believe is now changing, They've been a PR disaster for 20 friggin' years. It's unreal. It's unreal how bad they are at that part of the job. There are people that want him to sell the team. There are people that want him out of town. He's come in and he's won 4 World Series championships. It's remarkable to me that they are so bad at the PR part that they've come in, they've won at a high level. It's been a roller coaster. The highs and lows are extremes on both ends for this team.
They take the cake.
They go from World Series to down in the gutter and back up to World Series like no other team.
Like the 90s Marlins.
But they have handled the PR aspects of it and just the way they are perceived by fans so poorly that they've won 4 times and people say, I hate this guy. Get him out of town. Get lost. That to me is really the most wild part of it. But this offseason is truly offensive to Red Sox fans. It really is. You should feel offended. Did I mention the ticket prices going up?
I did. 3 times.
Okay, yeah, ticket prices going up again. But please come to Fenway and sing Sweet Caroline for us.
If Lakina was still in office here, you'd end up getting one of those emails in about a month to get you fired up for the season. Come on out and see the old ballpark. We've done numerous things to it. Yeah. It's a good year to take the family because you're going to get cheap tickets. So, I mean, this day was coming. We knew this day was coming. I thought it was going to happen yesterday. I said at the start of our show, I said the news is going to break during our show. It didn't break till tonight, till last night. So,
617-779-0985. Jack is in Melrose. Hi, Jack.
Hey, boys. What's going on?
How you doing?
So, the Red Sox don't have a manager. I don't know who in the world is going to want to manage this team right now because they're a mess. I'd rather have Patrick Mahomes out there in outfield than this guy that they just got.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
I don't even know what that means.
Will it impact the managerial search? I don't think they're actually searching for a manager.
No, I think they're rolling with what they have right now until this investigation's over, and then it'll elevate, you know, Renicky.
I think they're keeping their fingers crossed that Renicky does not become some sort of major element of their punishment, and therefore they could just make him the manager.
They've done enough news. They don't want to make any more news right now. Last thing I'm going to do is hire somebody right now.
Scott's in JP. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Beetle, you're on a roll today. Great job. When I heard about Verdugo, I followed him last year. I thought he was a good hitter, and then I started looking into him a little bit more, and I started seeing these off-the-field issues, and our buddy Rich Hill from Foxborough, apparently dressed him down in 2017 or something when he was 21. He was late to a game. And other scouts are saying part of the reason teams have been asking for other Dodgers is because of this guy's off-the-field stuff. So I think a lot of how this is going to shake it. I hate the deal. I would have rather had Bellinger. But you know, if Verdugo comes in and is amazing, that would be great. But I wonder, my question is this the fallout from the Dave Dombrowski era?
Well, no, I don't think so. I mean, Dave Dombrowski signed, I think, David Price with a mandate from ownership to go out and spend the money and let's get a pitcher. And I think the same was true of Chris Sale. Ownership tries to scapegoat Dave Dombrowski as the guy on Chris Sale when John Henry's on the record sitting at the picnic table being all about signing Chris Sale. So they want to keep trying to pass that off. Don't buy it. They're full of crap. So I don't think it's Dave Dombrowski that we need to blame here. The issues with Verdugo, that is one of them. Rich Hill, the Milton's Rich Hill. Who, of course, was recently arrested as a Patriot at a Patriots game. That's what the caller was referencing in Foxborough for. But Rich Hill is highly regarded in baseball clubhouses. He went after Verdugo in front of reporters and ripped him. And it was all in front of the press. And so they covered that when it happened. There's also the incident that happened back in 2015 that Verdugo was involved in to some degree, the exact degree unknown. But there was an incident that Gabe Kapler and the Dodgers tried to cover up and not punish their players for. One player was accused of sexual assault. That was not Alex Verdugo. He was not accused of that. But there were 2 other players in a room when an underage girl who was intoxicated was beat up by other girls in a hotel room near the minor league complex in the Dodgers organization. There were 2 other players. There were 3 players in all. The player who was accused of sexual assault, that is not Verdugo. There were two other players there, one of which was Verdugo, and one of those two players filmed the physical assault
and
posted it to social media.
Never was an investigation after that.
And
didn't even think about it.
Gabe Kapler sort of tried to sweep it under the rug a little bit, and Nick Francona, the son of Terry Francona, worked for the organization at that time, and it's been suggested that he was eventually fired due in part to his reaction to all of that. So Verdugo was involved in something there, the exact extent not entirely known. Let's talk to Jared Kravis of Barstool Sports. He'll join us after the headlines. No commercials.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.